opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
Ben Johnson just stepped to the podium at Halas Hall. If I'm listening correctly to the guys behind the glass, he may have been a little feisty.
What are you guys going to do with Jalen Johnson? Is he going to be on the active roster?
That's the plan, yep.
And what is the specific injury?
You can ask Ryan that one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of that.
And it sounded very bad.
It does. Like, yeah, he'll be on the roster, but after that.
At this late in the game, but there was just a lot of, we don't know. We'll figure it out. And it's like, can you afford to still have to figure it out right now?
Braxton Jones, your starter, week one at left tackle.
I'm not ready to talk about starters yet.
Sir, you are 13 days away from a football game of consequence.
Yeah, I don't love the, I'm not mentally prepared to talk about it. Boy, you better get mentally prepared to talk about it.
And so now you have an offense that has to show they can score points and a defense that wasn't very good last year, with a new defensive coordinator trying to figure out what they can do without their best player.
Please disperse. Nothing to see here, please.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Rahimi and Harris on The Score. I am Mark Grody in for Layla today. Layla will return on Monday. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are joined by Marshall Harris.
Yeah, that's me.
He is here.
His I'm microphone. Here. I'm up in here. Listen, it's okay. It's going to be okay, guys. That's just my message to everyone today. It's going to be okay.
What is not okay that you're considering that needs to be?
Oh, I'll let you continue and we'll get into that.
Okay. Well, we will get into that. Just want to tell you who we have here today. We have Tyler Farengol. We've got Robbie Triano. Ray Diaz has the day off today. Our Twitch producers, and you should watch on Twitch if you would like, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. And the people manning our video content, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. Today on The Score, Ben Johnson, the Bears head coach, was on with Mully and Haw 8 o'clock this morning. If you would like to listen to it on the Odyssey app, we certainly invite you to do so. There was a question. So here's the way I want to do this. There was a question that I believe Mully, I think it was the last question of the interview.
Before we let you go.
The before we let you go question, which can be very valuable at times. The question was, and the answer, by the way, led to another question. But the question was, what do you consider to be success for the Chicago Bears this year? And I'm going to play the tape here in a second. But first, I would like to answer that question in itself. And for me, Marshall, I don't know if this is good or not. It's probably not good because it's the same thing that I set as their precedent last year. And that specifically was the quarterback has to make – you have to feel by the end of the season that you have – a quarterback that is going to be with this franchise for the next 7 to 10 years or so, or more, if you would like. I don't think that that was accomplished last year for myriad of reasons, and we have been through those reasons just about every single day. It feels like the excuses that exist because of the coaching staff and the position in which Caleb Williams was put, just so many, just very disorganized last year. So we head into another season where I know we're all talking about wins. You know, I have the Bears for 9 to 10 wins. You know, like, it's just crazy. Like, the exercises we do, you can just wipe all that stuff clean from anybody, right? Because it's a silly exercise because we don't know who's going to be injured. We don't know anything until the season actually starts. So my goal again for this year is to know by the end of the season, no matter how many, if you have 6 wins, I still want to know that Caleb Williams is going to be your quarterback for the next 7 to 10 years. So, again, that is how I look at success for the Bears. Do you have a quarterback for your future? And if they win 6 or 7 games, and I can discern that they have a quarterback, I will be happy.
Mark, you're familiar with the movie Groundhog Day?
Yes.
The premise of Groundhog Day is what?
Is the same thing happens every single day.
So this is your Bears Groundhog Day. You know why I say that? Because that's the same question we've been asking for the last 4 seasons. If you really want to get into the nitty gritty of it, you asked that every year with Justin Fields once he got drafted as a first rounder. You asked it for 3 straight years. Then he was gone. You asked it of Caleb Williams last year. Guess what? What's that question again? The same question for 5 years running. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, yeah.
So my thing is this. At least this year, we're going to have an expedited, barring injury, an expedited answer to that question because Ben Johnson exists. That's the point. And success, you're right in terms of what it looks like going forward. But I would argue it's more than just that. I don't think that's enough. I need to see the progress not only from him, but to understand that on defense, you have playmakers and guys who are capable, because you just paid a lot of guys who are capable of making sure that you're good on both sides of the ball, good enough to compete in this division, the NFC North, arguably the toughest division in football, and that Ben Johnson can be a head coach. I know he's a great play caller, but we got to answer the question, can Ben Johnson be a good head coach? I think both those questions are very much intertwined, but you can't answer one without the other.
That's true. And speaking of which, we would like your interaction. If you have a answer that you would like to throw out there as we're throwing it out there, what do you consider to be success for the Bears? Because it's a crucial question. And look, hey, if there are fans out there that are saying playoffs are bust, I totally get it. I don't know what the patience level is of Bears fans right now. Feels to me like they're pretty patient with Caleb Williams, because any critiques that go Caleb's way, it's like, go easy on him. So I would be curious, and you could text or call 312-644-6767 on what you consider to be success. Let's play the cut now. So this is from this morning, again, Bears head coach Ben Johnson, on with Mully and Hall, and the question is on there, and you will hear Mully ask the question, what do you consider to be success for the Bears this year? And then the answer kind of rustled up another question. So let's hit that right now.
What do you consider success this year? Is it about development? Is it about winning games? I mean, what is it that you're looking for this season?
I think at the end of the day, we as a team, I'm talking about coaches and players alike, we need to establish our brand of football going forward, all right? And it's our physical nature. We need to be poised under pressure. We need to be detailed schematically and fundamentally. And I think the results will take care of itself, but it's really that buy-in with what we've been talking about from the spring to training camp that needs to show up for us over the course of the season. And we're going to just get better and better and better. We'll be playing our best football in December and January if we get that done.
All right. To me, and that's Ben Johnson with Mully and Haw, when he says we have to establish our brand of football, to me, I interpret that as we have to come up with our identity. We have to show you our identity. We've been asking this question for a decade.
Yes.
I can think of a couple times in the last 10 years, in the last decade, maybe just two, and maybe people could help me out here, where the Bears actually had an identity. The Bears had an identity in 2018. It was elite defense. It was supposed to be offense because Matt Nagy was here, and that was, you know, he was supposed to bring in this great Kansas City Chiefs Andy Reid version and do all the things, some of the things that he did do. So that was a year where they had an identity. And this is a stretch, but 2022, when Justin Fields was running like crazy and doing some of the fabulous, fantastic things that he did with his legs, that was an identity. That was a Bears identity that year. Not a good one. You're giving me the correct look because it is a bit of a stretch. And I always say this about that year, that Justin, he did unbelievable, record-setting, thrilling, Devin Hester-like things, and none of it mattered. None of it mattered for the Bears and winning, and it didn't matter for Justin Fields' career, although he is still a starting quarterback in the NFL. So I ask you, Marshall Harris, what do you think? I think maybe it's two-pronged. What do you think the identity of the Bears will be this year? What do you think the identity of the Bears should be this year? And maybe it's the same. Maybe it's just one and the same. But what do you think, Mr. Harris?
Well, what I love about that interview with Mullenhaw from Ben Johnson is he confirmed what I've been saying all along. The identity of the Bears is pretty simple when you think about it. It's about offensive line and the investment that you have made there, and the fact that they are going to run the football. They are going to run the football, and everything they do offensively that will be successful will be predicated on the fact that they can and will run the football. It's not unlike what we saw in his time in Detroit, where, yes, you have playmakers and guys who can do things in the receiving core, the tight end, whether you're talking about Sam LaPorta, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams. But at the end of the day, it was Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah.
It was running the football. The proof is right there in what they did with the major overhaul of their offensive line. The proof is right there in when he says, I'm not ready to name a starter at left tackle because I want to make sure we have our best five guys and give all the time in the world for that to develop. He's going to run the football. And while Caleb Williams has been inconsistent, he has been up and down. Not so great at the mundane, but spectacular in two-minute and off-script stuff. He's going to be able to scheme up, design plays that protect Caleb Williams until he's at a satisfactory level as a franchise quarterback. Because guess what? They're going to run the football and run it some more and run it some more. And then off play action, when Caleb Williams is under center, he can go to work as a quarterback. But they're going to ease him into that role and make things easier for him. Because why? Because you're going to have to worry about them running the football.
I also think the why to that is I want Caleb Williams to be the identity of the Bears. I want the passing. I still want it. I still want the passing game to be the Bears' identity. I want Caleb Williams' arm to be the identity of the Chicago Bears. I get it. It's with a Ben Johnson offense, having had the two running backs that he had, or three straight 1,000-yard rushers. I can't remember who the third one was. David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, maybe Farrengold, you look that up. You write that down. So you looked that up. You write that down.
Swift didn't get to 1,000 under him, right?
That's a good question.
Was it Jamal Williams?
Oh, I think you're right, baby T.
I think you're right.
I think you just nailed it. Look at that. You don't have to look anything up today, baby T. Nice job by you.
You sit in that chair, you're the Detroit guy. That's what happens.
Wow.
That is the truth. Wow.
So you're the Chicago guy then.
Hey, go Bears. Bear down. All right.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, Robbie Triano did proclaim as we were walking into the studios that he is all things Chicago sports. Like, he can't help himself with the Lions, and I get that. But he is. You are Chicago, my friend.
To the people of the city of Chicago, I'm going to become a Chicago sports fan. That's just something I'm going to do, except for the 2 weeks this year where you play the Lions. So that's what's going to happen.
I think it's a pretty good PR move. So yeah, I would love it if the Bears could have a running game that is, you know, close to what Ben Johnson and Dan Campbell were able to establish in Detroit, but it feels like a bit of a reach right now.
Well, see, that's the thing, Mark. You're talking about right now. What did I tell you about how the season was going to go? You had me on your show one dark and stormy night. I don't know if it was raining or not. It adds to the lore of it all.
It might have been dark that
night.
And
I explained to you why they were going to finish under 500, because they were going to get off to a slow start.
Yeah.
Because they weren't going to have everything figured out. You just heard Ben Johnson, not with Mullenhaw, but the last time he talked publicly, talk about the bye week, and that was going to be pivotal in them trying to adjust and see up until the bye week what they have, what they don't have, what's working, what's not working, and adjust. It's going to be about the adjustments, because they're not going to start with this big bang. They may win on Monday Night Football because they're going up against a rookie quarterback. Take advantage of that.
Yeah.
But after that, Detroit, You're going up against some veteran coaches and some veteran quarterbacks. You got the Cowboys early. You got Geno Smith and the Raiders early on the road. I'm trying to tell you, it ain't going to be all roses and sunshine early. There's going to be some still we're figuring things out. And that's okay, because that's the way it was always going to be. As he said in the interview with Mullion Hall, we just need to be playing our best football by the end of the season. He understands it's going to be steps. And unlike last year, where it was, let's go play some FCS teams to start the season, like they're a college powerhouse in the SEC or the Big Ten. No. You're playing real teams off rip.
You know what I can't wait for? Like, think you're talking about the Bears and Vikings. I think in that Bears-Vikings game, I think both teams, because you have two really good coaches. We think Ben Johnson's going to be a head coach. We know he's a good offensive coordinator.
We have two good coordinators right now. Ben Johnson as the play caller for the Bears, Dennis Allen calling the defense. Those are two guys I can plant my flag on and say they know what they are doing. They have had success in the NFL.
I can't wait for the first drives for both teams, for the Vikings and for the Bears, because you have, again, two great head coaches, right, or two really good offensive minds who are going to script the hell out of those first drives.
Oh, you have to worry about the first 15 this year?
Oh, man. God. Yeah. Yeah, the first... We did go through all of that. There's certain things that we went through
you
last year.
You try to put it out of your memory. I'm just here to remind you.
Well, they still baffle me. I'm like, wow, that really happened. We went through all of that with the offense with Waldron last year. But I just think, like, low-key, that's going to – I think both teams – I think it's going to be 7-7 in the first quarter. I'm already calling it 7-7 in the first quarter of that. Both teams will strike early, and then it's going to get sloppy as the game goes on.
You know what I just heard? You have more faith in the Bears offense than you do in the Bears defense. Welcome to the party. Wow. Come jump on this bandwagon.
Wow. I didn't say anything about the Bears defense.
Why is J.J. McCarthy leading an opening drive at Soldier Field for a touchdown?
Because when you script a drive, look, you know what? I'll give you a good comp. Mitch Trubisky marched down the field in his first drive under Matt Nagy in Green Bay, and then it went wee from there in that actual game. And for his career.
That's bad for the career.
I mean, come on. We've all seen script like where a team just comes out and they're like, wow, like right down the field. And then the next drive is like nothing.
I didn't see that last year, so I'm glad you're talking about it.
I'm not talking about the Bears necessarily. All right. If you want to get in on this, a bunch of text messages coming out. We'll interact with you at 312-644-6767. We're really throwing out a couple of questions out there on the Bears right now. What do you, the Bears fan, what do you consider, what will you allow to be success for the Chicago Bears? And what do you think the identity for the Chicago Bears will be? What do you want the identity for the Chicago Bears to be?
I also want to remind people to keep listening for your chance to win a pair of general admission tickets to hang out with one Mark Grody, Riot Fest, Sunday, September 21st, featuring performances by Green Day, Idols, Bad Religion, Inhaler, and more. But yeah, more texts, more calls. Let's go.
It's the Rahimi and Harris Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.